Alaska's congressional delegation has asked the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to drop a fine against Eielson Air Force Base. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the delegation is requesting more time for base officials to address issues at Eielson's aging coal-fired power plant.
Alaska's two senators and congressmen asked EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson last week to forego a fine of more than $218,000 against Eielson Air Force Base for violations of a federal environmental law known as the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, or RCRA. RCRA gives EPA the authority to control hazardous wastes. The EPA fined Eielson for violations of the RCRA law reportedly related to the base's 60-year-old coal-fired power plant. The 25-megawatt plant burns nearly 200,000 tons of coal every year to provide electricity and steam for the base. Julie Haskett, Senator Mark Begich's press secretary, says the letter was sent a week ago to urge Jackson to back off and give base officials a chance to work out a deal and apply that $218,000 toward a solution.
The intent of the letter of Senator Begich and the entire delegation is basically to say to the EPA, look, we know that Eielson has some challenges with their 60-plus-year-old power plant, but rather than give a punitive penalty of work with them, give them a chance to correct it and use their already limited resources in that fashion versus having to pay a fine.
Haskett didn't know exactly what led the agency to impose the fine, and neither did a staff member with another of the lawmakers who signed on to the letter. The only ones who know the details of the case are officials with the EPA and Eielson, and they're not saying anything about it. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.